News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Do you commit to lie and deceive throughout the game?
I do.
Are you willing to murder your fellow players every single night?
I am.
Do you promise to keep your identity and the identity of your fellow traitors a secret?
I do.
And congratulations, you are now a traitor.
Traitors Ireland kicked off last night on RT1. Hannah O'Connell, host of Shrine Podcast. Was it any good?
Good morning. Well, it was very good. Very good. We're in, I think.
Yeah.
I think we're in.
So, look, I have it taped. I'm going to watch it today when I go home. Why did it work? Why does it work as a show?
The main thing that jumped out at me last night was how good Siobhan McSweeney was, because the host is actually a huge part of this show, and she had big boots to step into because Claudia Winkleman hosts the UK one, which is probably the most popular, and she made it her own. It was very Irish. The production value was incredible. Her outfit. So Siobhan, for me, was watching last night and Slane Castle, because we're still getting to know all the contestants. I could probably tell you two people's names.
So, for people who haven't seen the show, are these just random civilians?
Random civilians, yeah. And it's the best thing about it, because obviously we're Irish and obviously we know we're going to tune in and probably know someone or know someone that knows someone. But yeah, random civilians that applied. And I won't give any spoilers because you haven't seen last night's episode, but there is a very Irish twist already in there.
Somebody left the immersion on.
So let's see. So yeah, random people, which is great because it's really ordinary and really relatable and loads of great accents and backstories and jobs and all of that stuff.
Okay, we should as well. Some people won't have seen the show at all. Just remind us of the concept again.
Okay, so it's a show that started in the UK a couple of years ago, blew up, and it's kind of gone worldwide. And this is the Irish version of it now. So the concept is, I think it's 24 people arrive into a castle, this Slane Castle in this instance, hosted by Siobhan McSweeney. She picks three of them while they're all blindfolded and tells them that they're going to be traitors. The rest are going to be faithfuls. And essentially, it's a real-life game of Cluedo. So the traitors are trying to murder the faithfuls while the faithfuls are trying to sniff out who the traitors are. Everyone is lying to each other's faces. There's backstabbing, there's alliances, and essentially you're in there to win 50 grand. Yeah. You have 2 weeks to do it.
Okay,
that's what it is.
We've a kind of a family game version of that. It's a murder club or something where, certain people, everyone closed their eyes and three people are there. You need a kind of narrator to pick who the murderer is, who's been killed. But anyway, so tell us, why does it work as a show? What is it that makes it work?
I don't think when the BBC started this, they were expecting it to be the phenomenon that it is. But I think if you look at sort of all of the crime dramas and the world's interest and all of that, that's there. But also, it's very light entertainment. It's very family friendly. Like, I have relatives that are watching it with, you know, kids that are just starting secondary school, and then people that are watching it with, like, their
nanas.
Not
like the Sabrina Carpenter lyrics. This is something you can watch with your kids.
You kind of can. Like, it's very safe and very nice. And, you know, there is a bit of bad language in it and there is a bit of backstabbing. But essentially, it's a big board game of Cluedo. And one of the best things about it, and what we love on the podcast and the feeling I loved last night, is that you're sitting down with a lot of people in Ireland to watch a TV show at the same time. And that's so rare these days, because then everyone has conversations the next day and everyone has their theories and who do you think is going to get murdered. And it's that type of water cooler conversation you don't get anymore. It's so fun.
All right. Looking forward to watching it. Hannah O'Connell, host of Shrine Podcast. Thanks indeed for that update.
Yeah. Is that episode 2 will be on air then tonight?
Yes, instead of a Wednesday, I think it's Wednesday, Friday on the BBC, but for Irish audience, it's
each
Sundays.
Each episode will air after the 9 p.m. news.
Sundays, Mondays and Tuesdays.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.